fishing. A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
What's biting in the southwest on Triple M?
Happy New Year, mate. It's
Happy
Holly.
New Year, you too. Yeah, how are you, mate?
Good. Our most famous busso fisherman.
I don't know about that one. You get more me mates are stirring me up with that comment.
That's the idea. Also, the real rules are, well, you are a regular guest, so I don't know if it counts,
yes.
But you know if someone's name gets dropped on the radio and you hear it, they owe you a carton. So
they
this
do.
Could be lucrative for your mates.
And I drink Jacks too, so yeah, look out. No, so yeah, good. It's been a great Christmas, New Year. Boats everywhere. Every second car that goes past has a boat behind it, and the ramps are crazy, but everyone's getting out. You can't get out too far, just with these easterly winds for the last 2 months have been just insane, but everyone's still getting out. They are getting the small dewies in closer. Even I've heard on the west coast, guys are getting out. There's like a little window here and there with these strong easterlies, which is offshore on the west coast, so they are getting out and getting their fish. But then I thought all my Christmases had come at once there. I thought I had a great Christmas, but then Maxine's granddaughter, Kelly, rang me and asked me if I'd do a charter boat with her and nine of her girlfriends, 40-year-old girlfriends, and picked them up at Monaghan, took them out to Meal Up for about 4 or 5 hours, and they had a swim and a feed and stuff. It was amazing. But then, funny story, when I come back in to drop it off at Monaghan's about 7 o'clock that night, one of Cameron's little mates, Seb, was at the ramp with about 4 or 5 of his mates, and as I dropped the girls off, and Seb goes, "Oh, where's Cameron?" I said, "Oh, he's at his mum's this week, you know." And Seb goes, "Oh, which is with you?" I said, "Yeah, probably." And then Seb and his mates go, "Yeah, we wish we were all with you." Look, sir.
Yeah, I must say, you sent me a photo of your awesome Christmas holiday, and we might have to start calling you Hugh Holly. Or Holly Hefner.
Holly Hefner, yeah, there we go. Yeah, I was just amazed, yeah. Great bunch of girls. They had a ball and then went back and had actually tea with them that night and, yeah, partied on with them. So for Kelly's 40th. The Marin season, I heard you're going out for a Marin.
Well, yes, I tracked down these other fishos and I'm hopefully going to go Marin. Apparently I'm supposed to call it Marining, not Marin fishing.
That's right, Marining, yes, and they're the best. Yeah, fresh bread. Fresh bread sandwich is the only way to go with the Marin. And I'll tell you that photo that Scolzi sent me with that big Marin that was bigger than the carton box, flattened out.
Honestly, there's a Great Northern carton box that's flattened down, so it's bigger than a carton, and this thing is hanging over the edge with its
Both
claws.
Ends,
it's
yeah.
huge.
Well, he's going to do the formaldehyde with it. He's made and then mounted on a block, which will look amazing too. So they do it with the crays, and the crays look really good too with their feelers, like bent right back and just insane. So, yeah, so they're going off. I know a few guys that have been slaying them. The crabs, though, are still going off as well, guys. A lot of them are all boys, though, for some reason. There's a lot of boys in the bay, and they're all nice, big ones, so go and get a feed of them. The whiting are still going off. Chad Koenig's still been getting out there and sending me photos in the 30 metres, guys. First, you can go out anywhere off the bay, hit the 30-metre mark, drift around, you'll run into them. And plus, the King Georges are only half a K off the shore. The dewies, like I said, the guys have been getting out there, not going out too wide, but are going out in the bay and getting a feed of them and the west coast. The craze, I've heard, the guys that are pot on the west coast, they have just started to come in, guys. So if you're doing the pots, get her out and get into them. Oh, also, Bruce, my cousin, he went out on a charter boat. They called a black ass, and he said, "Oh, Holly, can you fill it for me?" Yep. I said, "Yep, no worries." So that morning at 9 o'clock, he started thawing it out. He got to my house, pulled out this fish. Said, "Yep, no worries, I'll fill it." It was warm. I thought, "What's going on here?" And then as soon as I put my hand in where they gill and gutted it, it was really warm. And I thought, Jamie, what'd you do? You know, and he goes, He said, "Well, I'd started thawing it out this morning." I said, "Well, how were you thawing it out?" He put it on the back of his ute in the sun.
Oh, so he ceviche'd the fish.
So it was already cooked. I said, "Look, mate, I'll show you how we fillet it, but yeah, throw it in the bin. Don't do my
that
one." Yeah, crazy. All right, guys, our weekend weather's not looking too flash. It's those strong easterlies, like we've been saying. Easterly 17 knots this is Saturday, dropping off to 9 knots and sort of hovering around the 9 knots on an easterly. And then Sunday's easterly 15 knots, dropping right off about lunchtime to 2 knots northwesterly. And then swinging into your sea breeze, 8 knots in the Arvo. So, tight lines, guys.